It's time that folks are talking a lot about food, right? But with Thanksgiving around the corner and all, a University of Miami student, a Miami University, I think that's the same place. No, I don't think it is. A Miami University student posted this on Twitter this week. Please quote tweet this with your most controversial food opinion. I love controversial food opinions. John Becker put that out there. And I saw that go out this weekend. Eric Zorn pointed it out to me offline as well. And the whole damn world paid attention to that. This is what's amazing about Twitter. It's also what can be awful about Twitter, right? Because the headline in the Washington Post today, USA Today, Today also has an article about it, is a Twitter thread about controversial food opinions started off harmless. That didn't last long, said the Washington Post. Because after this, John Becker guy says, send me your controversial food opinion, right? And people did. Then people started to bicker and call each other racist and horrible things. They trashed beets, says the Washington Post, and mayonnaise. So many mayonnaise haters, various styles of pizza, pineapples on pizza. No rice has ever been good, said Jim Belushi. You'll never change my mind, he wrote. But the poll predictably devolved. The controversy really reached a boil when Tom Nichols, a professor and author who is a prominent conservative critic of President Trump, that has no bearing on this, it seems, still replied to the prompt, Indian food is terrible, and we pretend it isn't. Personally, I just think that's kind of hilarious. It's like taking the idea of food way too seriously, but isn't that what you're looking for? He said, send me your controversial food idea. So, of course you want to get outraged. That's the fun of the thing. He said that, and then Padma, the food judge on TV and critic and chef, said, do you not have taste buds? Others called his response racist. Somebody else said, there is nothing called Indian food. We have 22 major languages in India, each in different parts of the country, and each have their unique culture and with that food. Unless you've tasted all of them, this is not a controversial opinion. This is an uneducated one, and other people posted it and said this is an example of white racism. Somebody said they don't like Chinese food. It's boring, gloppy, oversalted, and utterly forgettable, and people called that a racist remark as well. John Becker's on a phone. John, see what you started? Welcome to Chicago and WGN Radio.
Thank you for having me, John.
Are you well known on Twitter, or is this just an anonymous person blowing up?
I am somewhat well known in the community of people who talk about baseball. I was not well known in every single community until I posted that tweet about 5 days ago, and now it is just blown up.
My producer reminds me you are the Miami U baseball student manager, huh?
Correct.
Is that which Miami are we talking about here?
Is the one in Ohio.
Ah, Miami of Ohio. Well, okay. Wonderful school. Good school.
Great school, yeah. I love it here.
So how many Twitter followers do you have?
I have about 3,900 right now. I had 2,000 before I sent the tweet.
So this doubled in a couple of days, your Twitter following, just because of this. What inspired you? I mean, it's brilliant. Everybody eats food. Everybody loves a controversy. So you just melded the two. But what gave you the idea to put that out there to begin with?
You know, I love food. And as much as I love food, I love talking about food and hearing about food. So I was just bored one day and said, you know, let's see what everyone else has to say. And I thought I'd get a few dozen responses from people who already follow me, and it just blew up. It's absolutely insane.
Joel Stein, the Darty columnist from Time Magazine and author, he's no longer at Time, but he comes on our show often enough. He has a new book out, in fact, and I see Joel Stein responded, no chicken tastes good enough to justify killing it, to which a person named No Ha responded with three pictures of drumsticks and said, here's why you're wrong. This is fun. We're having fun now, aren't we, John?
Yeah, you know, that's what it's for. We're supposed to just foster fun discussion and not really lead to anything bigger than that. It's kind of unfortunate to me that it led to some you know, accusations being thrown around, but, you know, I think that 99% of the tweets out there are just harmless fun, and I'm really glad that a lot of people enjoyed it. I had people that didn't follow me and tell me that they were so glad that I posted it because it just took their mind off of the work week and all that, and I'm really glad that it put a smile on a lot of people's faces.
Chris at Madison CMT wrote, "The bad rap that Brussels sprouts had up until recently was totally deserved. They suck. Their recent acceptance and popularity is the work of the deep state." I love that. That's just, isn't that a great tweet? Don't you love, do you like that one, John?
Yeah, it's the funny one. You know, after about 200 times of reading bacon is overrated, I didn't need to see it again. But the ones that are just so creative and funny and out there just really gave me a laugh. And as I was just going through all the notifications I was getting, some of them were just so funny.
And, you know, some of them are tit for tat and get mean-spirited and off-topic. But I do like the ones that do respond to each other. For instance, Robbie said tomatoes should never be eaten raw, to which Astrius said, "I eat them raw with salt like one might eat a heart." And just the image of the two of them kind of jives. You know, I'm like, oh, my God, that is how I would eat a heart. Ew.
Yeah, you know, it's awesome. And just people being lighthearted about it. You know, obviously, difference in food opinions are not going to lead to any hurt feelings. So just people discussing it and saying, oh, if you don't like this, you have to try it this way. And maybe you just haven't had it at a good place. And I'll send you a recipe. It's just really awesome to see people from across the country and around the world just kind of coming together, bantering over food that they love and don't love and hate.
Famous and non-famous people alike. And yet, as the father of this, did you feel bad as you saw your children start to fight in some of the worst ways? I mean, really, think about that. You launched this little ship, and it had some rough seas out there. How did you feel when you saw it devolve that way?
Yeah, I mean, people were going to respond to the tweet however they were going to respond, and people were going to respond to those responses however they were going to. At that point, I take ownership of the tweet the whole way through, of course, but I'm not going to take ownership of how people decide to talk about it and what people accuse each other of being. And while I wouldn't like it to come into that level of seriousness, it is what it is, and I just hope that people can at least see where people they're arguing with are coming from.
Michael said, "Thanksgiving dinner food is so overrated. The only food served that's any good at Thanksgiving is mashed potatoes. That's why we eat them year-round." Carolyn said, "Rice is underappreciated. My husband and I both adore rice, and we eat it several times a week. We're both still slim and in our late 50s. I believe there's a connection," to which Soraya Jackson said, "Oh, there's no connection. I eat rice thrice a week, and I'm fat as a house." Well put, ladies. This one I thought was inspired. Shaped Reese's is, and Reese's peanut butter cups. Shaped Reese's are the best of all Reese's. The trees, the hearts. I saw a commercial last night on TV for the Christmas tree shaped Reese's peanut butter cups, and I thought, I want one of those. I completely agree with that food opinion.
And there was a response to that one that said that one of their coworkers did a study of what percentage of what which Reese's shapes had the greatest percentage of peanut butter. So clearly there's a level of science behind these opinions also.
Adam wrote, "Lettuce serves no purpose. We just use it because no one's brave enough to stop." Francis wrote, "Commonwealth countries need to learn that every food isn't made better by adding raisins." Chick Jacobs said, "Ranch dressing serves no culinary purpose except to drown any bugs that might linger on salad or dipping vegetables." Oh, come on. I love ranch. I don't eat ranch dressing that often. Not sure it's good for me, but I love ranch. Don't you love ranch, John?
Yeah, and I think, you know, I think most people do, and I think, you know, the point of asking for controversy is that most people would disagree. But in general, food is a pretty benign topic that no one's going to get super angry over if someone disagrees with them, and ultimately it was just about fostering discussion, getting people distracted from their regular weeks, and just having fun.
A blue check mark, Jenna Lane, ESPN, Thin Mints are trash. Perfect. Hey, this is fun, John. I'm going to ask my audience for some of their own controversial food thoughts now, but I'll let you go. Congratulations on
thank you.
Maybe not your 15th minute of fame. I think we're going to hear more from you in the future, but thanks for your time today.
Thank you for having me.
University of Miami, Miami University of Ohio student John Becker.